107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Cree.
Morning, Jamie.
Now, Cree, ran into you just a few days ago. We were both coming from our respective establishments after the Jays just didn't quite make it happen for Game 7 of the World Series. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. You know what? I actually was really sad on Sunday. I felt sad for the team, but also it was such a fun month. It's so fun to have everyone be brought together. So sad they didn't quite get there, but it was an awesome experience.
It certainly was. Quite a World Series, but an emotional roller coaster ride.
It really was. Oh, I think I'm too sensitive to be a sports fan.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we've got so much happening with Stratford Perth Humane Society. First off, pause for parents.
Yeah, we've got a pause for parents coming up this Saturday, November 8th from 9:30 to 12:30. So I know that the weather is still nice out, but you know, the holidays are coming up. If you're looking to do some shopping or just spend a couple hours away from the kids, this is a really great opportunity for that. You drop them off at the shelter, they get a tour of the center, get to spend some time with some of our animals. We do a craft, watch a movie, and also give them a snack while they're here. So you can register, get all the info again at our website, kwsphumane.ca. That's this coming Saturday.
Sounds good. And we talk about Tiny Tails, but I understand there are just a few spots left for the Tiny Tails program coming
up. That's right. We have only four spots left for that program. So that starts next Monday, November 10th. It goes from 11 to 11:45. So if you have a little one in your life under the age of two that you think would enjoy the program, we would love to have them. They spend 45 minutes with us in the center. We have some sensory play and some seasonal crafts, and then bring some animals into the room to get the kids used to them. It's a really great opportunity for adults and babies alike. We are really enjoying it. We would love to see you and your little one there.
Absolutely. And they'd love to see kids out for the PA day camp coming up.
Yes, we would. So that's coming up just in a couple of weeks there. That's on Friday, November 21st. So camp runs from 9 to 4. Our theme for camp on that day is community helpers. So we have different members of the community who do really great work coming in to share with the kids what they do, how kids can help people and animals in their community. And then, of course, we get to spend some time with some very sweet shelter animals, too.
Sounds good. And yoga with the animals continues.
Yes, we do. We have our last November yoga sessions in a couple of weeks coming up there on the 30th of November, which is a Sunday from 11 to 12. We remain busy in the shelter with animals, lots of very sweet kittens and cats and some bunnies that are here, newer ones and ones that have been around for a little while. So we'd love to see you there. It's a great way to support us and get some fun exercise as well.
Sounds good. And we can also talk about winter break programming as well.
Yeah, that's right. We have our winter break stuff happening on the 22nd and the 23rd of December, and then again on the 29th and the 30th. So 22nd, we've got a full day programming, sort of like a PD day camp. We'll have some presenters in the morning. In the afternoon, we have a popcorn machine and some PJ and movie activities. The 23rd, we do a teddy bear clinic, which is really fun. It's a drop-in activity. Kids get to do a couple of different stations. They get to do some little mini teddy bear surgeries, get a little certificate, do a scavenger hunt at the shelter, too. 29th of December, we have an amazing paint activity with Trisha from Social Art. She's got a really fun paint activity that parents and kids can do together. And then on the 30th, we're having a New Year's party, a little early New Year's celebration for kids. They come in the morning, they can dress up or wear their New Year's PJs. We will do some fun activities, games, and then a countdown to 12 p.m.
I love it. So many great ideas with Stratford Perth Humane Society. And Cree, before we let you go, I understand you can book your holiday pet picks right now. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Holiday pet picks are back. So our Stratford dates are the Saturday, November 15th, and then the Sunday, November 16th as well. So pet picks are $25 for one photo, or you can get a three-package photo for $50, which will be emailed to you within 1 to 2 weeks after the sessions are done. Victor is our photographer this year. He's amazing. We have some great holiday backdrops. No Santa present, so if your animal is a little bit nervous around strangers or Santa, you don't have to worry about that. We've got lots of time slots available beginning starting at 10 and going right to 4 Saturday and Sunday. So you can register for that, kwsphumane.ca, and sign up while there's still spots available. They tend to go quite quickly.
And something that is brand new, I'm just looking at the Facebook page, Get Cozy for a Cause this holiday season, excited to announce the launch of their first ever holiday sweaters. How amazing is this?
Oh, yes, that's right. We were just chatting about that, our team, yesterday in our meeting, that we've got really cute holiday sweaters. I am absolutely ordering one. Really great gift for yourself or some friends or family. They're super cute. You can, again, see them on our website. They're on our social media as well. Definitely get one while they're still available.
That's right. They're just $40 plus HST. Orders taken now until November 19th. And it says, and they come in a variety of colors. Great sweaters that say Humane Society of Kitchener-Waterloo, Stratford, Perth. So you can wear that proudly during the holidays. There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love them.
KWSPHumane.ca is the website for all the details. Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Thanks so much, Cree. Always great checking in. And with the Jays, there's always next year.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jamie.
Perfect. There you go. Sorry, but I just noticed that during the conversation.